All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show, and I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
We're just going to play the new Joe and Mac, it's called New Joe and Mac Caveman Ninja, which is a remake of the classic 1990s brawler that was available in arcade and, I believe, the Sega Genesis. I think it was the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo.
Well, that's what a lot of them look like nowadays.
Yeah. See, he had a hard time dragging his. Okay. So we throw...
Kinda looks like Kid Ninja.
This is actually by Microids, the people that did the Asterix and Obelisk game. So, same developer. They just said, hey, we're going to let you do a classic now. Because they did one beat 'em up. And this is the extend version of the game. It has the original arcade setup, but this is has new levels and extra shit that you didn't get in the arcade. But the arcade version is still available for those that want it. Hot sauce. Oh, it's invincibility. Okay. So it was a wild week. What do you think about Kanye recently?
I tell you, he cannot stop getting himself in trouble, it sounds like. But then again, I almost wonder what's really going on, because sometimes, just because they say he's doing something doesn't necessarily mean it. He actually did it.
Right.
But, you know, I almost feel like, oh, he went and ate with President Trump. They're going to make him pay for trying to shed light on this and that.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if he is saying anti-Semitic things, I don't know what to tell you. But,
I don't know. I've studied a lot of the elite and how they do things. I think his mother was sacrificed for fame. I think they did sacrifice her.
Yeah.
They have a weird way of doing shit over there in Hollywood. And I think that's pretty much what's going on there.
I was thinking the way he talks is like he thinks he's Jewish, like those black Hebrew Israelite or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they think white people are going to, everyone but them are going to hell. Who knows?
Shit.
Because it was odd that the basketball player had the same thing happen to him the same week. They're like, we need to throw another black guy under the bus. Oh, basketball player.
Right. Yeah, it is interesting.
And now you don't hear anything about the basketball player. You just hear about Kanye.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And then you heard about... I mean, you know you've heard the Twitter story, right? With Matt Taibbi, who went and basically, oh yeah, they got more information, but more or less they're saying that Twitter did help to solidify this election.
Oh yeah, that's what I've been, Elon sent him all the stuff he needed to...
Yeah, Matt Taibbi. They said they've still got more. They said the Twitter Files Part 2 is coming out, and now Elon's afraid he might get killed. And he's like, just to let everybody know, I'm not suicidal.
Yeah.
Because he's doing it. I mean, they definitely solidified that election. I mean, when TFM was talking about how they gloated about solidifying the election, yeah, he knew what that meant. He's like, oh, now they're gloating that they cheated.
The thing is, I think everyone knows, and maybe some Democrats are like, no, that's just science fiction. Because, you know, it's crazy. A few years ago, some of the stuff that people were accusing them of does sound like something you'd hear in a science fiction novel. And now you're like, well, sounds like it's what happened.
Like a dystopian novel.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to start talking about all the people that Twitter got rid of, silenced their speech. I mean, it's crazy when you read everything that happened. Absolutely nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't believe all the shit that went down. Uh-oh. As I said, we're taking a little bit of a break from our normal articles to play this game. Because these only come out every so often. There's not too many arcade-style beat-em-ups that come out. Especially remakes of classics. They don't, I mean, I know they're doing a lot of remakes now, but I never thought Joe and Mac was going to be one of them. So, and when it came to GOG, I bought it full price of $26, which is fair.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
I think I found a good copy of the Spider-Man Game of the Year edition for like $12 at our local...
local place.
Video game place, yeah. Or video game / comic book /
Yeah, it's a comic shop, really. It's a
jack of all. Well, the way he told, the guy owner told me is, he always wanted to have a comic book shop, but it seems like the video games are what pay the bills.
Yeah.
But, oh, I love, a lot of the comics I had growing up, I like going there and if I can find an extra copy.
If he sold manga, he'd probably be doing pretty well.
I don't know. He does have a small manga selection. But he has a lot of, he's got more,
Where the hell did she even kiss him?
He's got more famous people coming, too.
We can go through different paths. B course.
I'd have to look and see who's coming, but it is interesting sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I know. They have a bunch. I've seen them. I've seen them advertised. We get all kinds of people coming over here.
Yeah. I think that's, especially for our neck and the woods. Yeah, I'm not saying, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think a lot of people that are in the industry would ever want to come our way. If they saw it, that's probably why they come. They hadn't seen it, and once they see it, they're, oh, crap, I'm never coming back here again.
Right.
So you better meet them now.
Yeah. Ooh, shit.
The monkey's uncle.
Yeah. You're still on the board. Obviously, there might be a few bugs in this still. I mean, the game is fresh off the presses, and I haven't seen any updates for it yet. It's only 1.0. They'll fix a few things. At least this one feels like you can win it. I mean, it doesn't feel like we have any kind of... Damn. Yeah, there's a weird kind of jump that you have to do. Oh, damn. While you're figuring that out, let's see here.
Okay, I think I got an idea. Nope, that wasn't it.
Okay, so... Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about the, No, I think I've talked about them and that enough. We won't do that one. Oh, yeah. There's this woman that's donating. Did I talk about the woman that's donating her orgasm to science?
Out of hunger. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, I don't get it. I don't get one. Okay. There's a bisexual model that is donating her organs to science. Her orgasm, rather. The 30-year-old supermodel gave researchers a sample of her blood and after reaching before and after reaching climax so they could study its effects on her body chemistry, and the results will be screened on TV this week. Wow. This was a while back. Ms. Delevingne agreed to the research as part of an investigation into the gender climax gap, a term used to describe why men are more likely to have an orgasm during sex than women.
What?
Yeah. I've never heard of a gender climax gap. Now, men, you would get orgasms and we don't.
You know what I've been finding out through carnivore is a lot of women diet most of their lives, so they need fat to create the hormones to give them the ability to have an orgasm. So there's probably more women, if they started having more of a fat-based diet, would have orgasms.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was listening to a doctor on YouTube about it today. I said, well, that's interesting. Say, you ain't gonna blame me for you not having an orgasm. Eat a steak.
Yeah.
I said, I eat steak all the time. I don't have a problem. I mean, there's your science right there.
Yeah, but some women take weight completely different, and then they gain up to like 300-400 pounds.
Honestly,
just depends on the
that carnivore is a pretty good way to get a normal body weight.
Maybe
and keep your muscle up and have energy. My energy's increased a lot since I've started it.
Yeah, oh, man. So one of my managers got directly into my face at work and almost got fired for it. Oh, yeah.
Wonder which one?
The woman.
Oh, the one that used to work night.
Nope.
Different.
This is a different, yep. This, basically, no. She came back there. She's young. She's young, like early 20s. Basically, she talked about how shitty men are. And, of course, all the guys back there like, hold on. Hey, what are you talking about? Then she asked one of the guys who wanted sex. She said to him, she said, hey, do you want some cherry pie? And he said, no, thanks. I'm vegan. And yeah, she's like, why? He's like, what's wrong? And then after that, I got into it with her about some stuff work related, and she decided to just jump right into my face and start cussing and screaming at me. Even other employees were saying, what are you doing all up in his face? And my boss had been watching the whole time. And he said to me the next day, he said, you know, she almost got fired for that.
She almost got fired?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
She almost got fired for that. And I said, I was calm the whole time. He said, yeah. And that's why she was the one that almost got fired.
I thought you said you almost got
No.
fired. Oh, that's good.
No, she got directly into my face. I mean, not it just directly into my face, cussing and everything. And I told her, I said, get out of my face. And she did. She backed up when I said that. Yeah, because I wasn't putting up with that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
I don't think anyone should.
No. hunger mechanic in this one sucks, I'll say that.
Looking for something extra for my Amazon thing so I didn't have to pay shipping.
Uh-huh. And oh, I use Prime for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to find out how much a month.
Prime is $12 a month.
That seems like a lot if I don't buy something every month.
I do buy something every month. So, yeah.
I don't always.
Yeah, because I bought this hard drive. Bought the hard drive for playing this on. It was a Cyber Monday deal. Yep. 2 terabyte. 2 terabyte SSD. Games run fast. Cyberpunk installed in like 15 minutes. Like, holy shit. Now I got a reason to play it. Now I have 1.61, the latest update. So I'm thinking about probably going through it. Recently, what I've been doing, like, I just went through a bunch of adult games today. I think I just, the thing about adult games is it's really hard to find a decent one that's not, like, I mean, visual novels, yeah, there's some interesting visual novels, but there were very few that actually offered some pretty decent gameplay. I played, Explosion Girl, which is a Konosuba-based one. Basically, you had to, like, there was this headless knight chasing after you. And when he would get close, he would try to, you know, fuck you. So you basically wanted to go, you basically wanted to keep going. And there would be all these other things in your way. And there were 4 courses. And that 4th course was a pain in the ass because it was a volcano and you had to, normally you'd go left or right. But this one had you go in all different directions. And they basically threw everything at you. Like the fucking lettuce bombs and the damn flaming pigs and all kinds of other shit. But what was really cool at the end of it is, like, she actually does... She does what they call in the badly translated text a crack spell. But basically, it's cool because they got the full voice and it matches the character. And she'll do this whole fucking long-ass spell, which means you have to not be around any enemies to do it. But you can definitely, Hold on. Just a second. Gotta get rid of all these bees and get that. Ooh, there was something there, but I can't get it now. Okay, but I beat that one. And after I beat that one, I played, played this broken-ass fucking game called Fangs of the Ghoul. It came out in 2020. And even though it's 2022, the developer still hasn't added any patches for the game. It has no fucking patches. They just don't care. And when you play through the game, it's a really good action platformer. Now, it's really buggy, though, because the bosses... They'll basically just keep walking into you, and all you have to do is just keep hitting them, and they pretty much die. So it's not really hard to kill a lot of the bosses. And a lot of the enemies will glitch out. The snake enemies will glitch out. There's just so much shit that fucks up. And there's times where I was launched and my sprite just kind of got stuck. So there's a lot of crap in the game that just isn't working the way it's supposed to. And you could tell where a lot of shit was thrown together at the end of it. Like, the background was just, like, badly pasted. It's like they took it from the internet and just kind of did the best they could. So, yeah, it's not that great. And they're charging, like, $20 for it, so do not buy that game. It's not worth $20. It's not worth $5. If it was better designed, it would be fine, but... That's not what we have. Alright. So I played that. and I checked out Dokusei. Yeah. Dokusei is the very first visual novel dating game that was ever created. So it's a remake of it, but they kept to the 90s aesthetic. So they tried very closely to do the 90s designs for the characters. And even the map is total 90s pixel. I'm like, holy shit. Now the game has all the scenes completely mosaiced, which means they're all censored. That's just Shiravune for you. But the game itself looked really fun. Like, it looked really interesting. And again, this is one of the classic dating sims. And it's been lovingly remastered. So they haven't changed a lot of the dialogue or anything like that. It still even looks like, when you look at his room, it looks like the room of a kid in Japan in like the 1990s, 80s, 90s. It doesn't look like the modern world at all. So they kept it old school. And I'm really glad to see that. Definitely going to try to play through that at some point. Another thing. I looked at X Videos today. X Videos has a lot of gameplay, adult gameplay on there. However, a lot of the people uploading this shit, they're just uploading the sex scenes, just like they did to Pornhub.
Yeah.
So, I was looking at Closed Game, which is a game, of course, I have played at least one complete path. And when I saw it, there was a guy by the name of Hentai Freak, who basically only posted the sex scenes. He skipped all the dialogue and went from scene to scene to scene to scene. And I'm like, well, I'm about to step on this guy's toes and upload the entire fucking thing.
Yeah.
Also, this guy, you know, some of these people are apparently making money. I don't know. I don't know much, but... And I noticed, like, his Starless, he only did, like, a few things on Starless. I'm like, okay, I have done all of it. And I've still got all my uncut videos from that. So I can just post that shit pretty much completely. And it was like, dude, if I got banned from X Videos, that would be hilarious. It's like, really? Oh, what you posted was... Yeah, it's a fucking cartoon, you idiots. It's animated. It's not real.
Oh, they got plenty of hentai on X Videos.
Oh, I know. Well, they're about to have more. Because I'm about to jump in and start some real shit. Because I'm going to be like... I'll be calling... what I plan to do... is start calling them out. I'm like, okay, like, this is more than a sex game. And I'm gonna have these people just really responding and losing their shit. It's like, are you, yes, I'm that weird guy that likes my stories and my gameplay and my sex games. And you're gonna be like, oh shit. They're like, okay, not only is this guy uploading the whole fucking game, but he's reading it. Oh, dude, I'm gonna be fighting the fucking regular people that are watching the videos. It's gonna be like the way I am, where I treat people, you know.
What?
On. Yeah, I know, right?
How that hungry.
The awesome. Hunger system is really stupid on this thing. They need to get rid of it.
Oh, here, you can play by yourself. I'm a little pissy about that for a second. I'll come back to it.
Let's try the arcade version. But, okay, we're trying the arcade version. We're going to see if that's a little different.
Hold on a sec. Let me get a swig.
But, yeah. These people, like, I get it. Most people are just there for the sex scenes. Yeah. But they're about to get a really interesting... We're like, what the hell? They see me reading everything...
People even go to Xvideos like, I need more story to my...
I'm gonna start...
It's possible.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna start that. I'm gonna see if they want it over there, because I haven't done it. But I'm like, okay, so they have a guy... They do have a guy that uploads the gameplay from, he uploaded, what was it? Instead of Final Fight, I think it's Final Fuck. And that one's actually really good. It's actually a decent Final Fight clone. Like, it looks pretty fun, but it You can't play it on modern hardware. I tried. It won't fucking run. But I watched a guy play it on there, and it was pretty fun. I was like, oh, damn, this is actually a fun game.
I think I was going to download that once in a lifetime here coming up.
That one's not that great. I mean, it's okay.
The one we were playing?
Yeah, but the one that's really good is Leap of Faith. That one's God tier. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, like I said, that's on par with... I like it better than being a dick. I like it on the... As far as the non-college games, because there's so many college games that are out. Yeah. But I like it better because it deals with adults and not, like, teenagers. It has more of a, you know, it's more mature. It talks about the stuff that happens after, you know, when you're working and all that kind of stuff. So I just plain like that a little better. It works on me more. I mean, the college experience is fun, don't get me wrong. But yeah, the Once in a Lifetime really did it. And there's a bunch of other games that I'm going to be checking out soon because I've just listed. There's so many. There's hundreds. There was one that came out called Summer Crush, and I looked at it. It's done by a Russian dev, and he doesn't understand English at all, and they said it's just not that great, so I avoided it. But yeah, it's not that great. I would ignore that one. But you really have to be careful because there's a lot of shit mixed in with the good ones. And I don't really go with the games that are straight sex simulators because that doesn't really appeal to me that much. Just the regular sex simulators. I mean, because there's a lot of those and I'm like, yeah, I get it, but that's not what I'm there for. Oh. See, this is a little different. See, now we're just straight fighting the... And I don't see any hunger. Like, I haven't gotten hungry. Yeah. I hope that's not something they added in the bullshit extend version of the game. If so, they can miss me with all that fucking shit, because I am not in for that. Yeah, you get a full life bar now. It's like, oh, I'm hungry. So I guess I'll die. No. Like, I'd immediately cheat engine just the hunger shit. Just so you don't... Player does not get hungry. Okay, now we can actually play the game fairly. Because that was ridiculous. You got to that point and just fell over. It's like Castlevania 2 after you beat Dracula and you get the bad ending. Simon Belmont standing there, and then he just, boom, falls over. I'm like, what? He's like, we'll always remember Simon Belmont. I'm like, fuck you too, game. Like, I was 7 at the time, and I was pretty pissed. I didn't say fuck you too, game, but that's what I...
Fuck you, game. My English skills are not where they need to be.
Yeah. Grim, you to watch your mouth. That was soap. Oh, man. But yeah, I feel like just giving them something else on next videos because they just don't have all this content. Of course, what is her name? Yeah, Purity Sin, I think. No, is it Purity Sin? I think. Yeah. She's the one that's basically doing a lot of videos on X videos, and she said that they removed some of her shit because it was too hardcore. I'm like, okay. So, we're gonna go full Maggot Bates.
I wonder how.
We're gonna just go full Maggot Bates. You're like, Grim, are you gonna see how fast you could get booted off X video? Dude, I will fucking make it legendary. And they're like, I will tweet them. I will say, thank you, X Videos. Like, no, this is actually a protest thing. Because what I'm trying to do is show these companies that we need a place for our content that isn't censored and is allowed to show not just the sex, but the stories as well.
Yeah.
Like, we need a place for that. Because if you put it on, YouTube. If I put it on MGTOW.TV, there's not that many people. There's like only a handful of people that watch it. If I put it on BitChute, you have to edit it. And that, you know, that doesn't really do me any good. I get most of my viewers there, but, like, I posted Starless, and I'm like, well, guys, I can't show you the actual endings to these games because it's all hentai.
Yeah.
Like, so the actual ending parts to find out what happens to these characters, I can only give you glimpses. I actually told people that they're better off just buying the game because I can't show it to them. I'm sorry. And the same thing's going to happen with maybe Maggot Bates. Some of Maggot Bates, I guess. But it's unfortunate. And YouTube, you can't put them on there. I mean, people were censoring the H out of it. But I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, that's the same thing as BitChute.
If you're wanting to look all that stuff up, you want to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to... Is this worth getting to play? Or
Right.
Some people just want to see the story, and you know.
Some people want both. Where
they're just as fun to watch as they are to play.
Yeah, some people want both.
Yeah.
I think the arcade mode's a lot better.
Oh yeah.
We should have done this before. Anyway, yeah, this is new Joe and Mac. It's only like $26. So, it'll go on sale. It's probably on Steam sale now, or a GOG. I don't know. GOG might have it on sale. They'll probably release some new games tomorrow. I don't know. Seems like it. They always do. I looked at all the GOG games I have and haven't installed yet. But I'm looking at all the ones I gotta finish. I mean, there's a few. I do want to go in there and finish Cyberpunk before they release the DLC, or the expansion pack. And I heard the story is really god tier. Everybody said that fucking story is just good on Cyberpunk. And I like what I've played of it so far.
I've got to load mine so I can start playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it cheap the other day. About a month or so ago at the used game place.
Oh, at least they... No, apparently I can... I wish you could... arcade style put yourself back in.
Yeah, well, you probably need to get a crack
cheat or something. Yeah,
just infinite we're life. Just not that good.
No, we're not, but we did pretty. I mean, we're on the third level, I think, so yeah. It's not too bad. There's probably not that many levels in it.
Now Shredder's Revenge is probably the best one that I've gotten not on disc.
Oh, those are fun. That was considered one of the games of the year by Time Magazine, so.
Yeah. I got Casey Jones. I hadn't played with him yet. Well, there it goes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm going to do as far as all this crap is concerned with these, because I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, there's not nearly enough shit that I want to cover. I mean, there's not nearly enough.
We need a mainstream gaming thing that you could do that on and just have a side note that people have to... put their age when they sign up so you know what they're allowed and not allowed to get into. But then again, it would leak out of, oh, you better put a high age when you join or you won't be able to watch some things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, on what now?
We need a platform like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Because Xvideos is only going to be limited to so many people. And a lot of people aren't going to be on there like, I want to watch hentai, but I want to watch the whole story leading up to the hentai. they just don't think to go there for that. If they're going there, it's to crank a couple out, probably. I don't know.
Right.
Unless you just watch it for the art of the porn. I don't know.
Pre-release version... Code... Pre-release? I don't know. That would be neat to find. What is this? No, that's not it. Or maybe it is.
I feel like we need an anime corner too.
Thought about it, but I don't know.
I like... Maybe not watching the whole series, but enough to give people an idea whether they want to invest time into watching the whole series.
Right.
That way you wouldn't really be taken away from any of the creators.
Right. Okay, so there is... Alright, I'll try this thing. There's this thing called Magpie that actually upscales older games. So, I might try
technically
that.
Technically, not a older games.
Yeah, I know, but I... No. I'm talking about some of the older games that I do, and some people were saying, you can just upscale them with Magpie. Let me just see if I can, it's like, okay. I mean, let's see how it looks compared to the original. I don't see a difference. It just... you look at it. That's the original. And then just scroll to the... right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't see a difference, really. Oh, it just looks like a bigger...
A bigger screen.
That's it.
That might be...
I mean, that's fine.
I don't know. Or upscale, yeah. It upscales it to a bigger size.
Oh, yeah. You have a CRT. Oh, okay. Upscaler. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and get that or put that in there.
Yeah. I've been feeling like a mountain, or a, what is it? Those old people that stay secluded for so long.
Yeah.
In the wilderness.
A monk?
No. Like mountain men that they, you know, don't really see society that often. Just don't know. Yeah, I've mainly been hanging out in the boonies at the house.
Right.
Out in the woods.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Doing the mountain man thing.
Stocking up on
spending time with nature.
Oh, yeah. Keeping, you know, come to town to get a couple of groceries here and there. Still gotta eat. Some things you can't find out in the woods, but
yeah,
a lot of that you have to add lard to and all that if you want to get a certain nutrition, because most of it's so lean, you'd starve just eating it.
Shit.
So, I wonder what they're... Oh, that's the one you're fighting.
Yeah. Damn. It's a little tough. Wow. Well, they literally put you right back at the beginning of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get the hot sauce. Yeah, it's an interesting little game, I think. It's just, damn. I can't even believe you fight a boss that fucking soon.
Oh, yeah.
Even know how you beat him. Oh, you have to hit him in the eyes.
I'm wondering if I'm supposed to have a predator call coming in.
Predator?
Yep. Coyotes, bears. They released some bears maybe 10 years ago in my area. And I'm and we've seen my cousin down the road has seen seen them and did a plaster cast of the tracks and all.
Sure.
And so I know they're in the area. It's just black bears, but they can be aggressive. But I don't think you'd call them as aggressive as grizzlies for sure. They're definitely not as big as grizzlies. But I've heard rumor that it'll call them in too, so I might try that out. I'm waiting for deer season to be over. I'm trying to get enough to last me to next year.
Shit!
Might give some people some jerky for Christmas or something. It depends on when I make it. And I'm trying to, carnivore crisp, where you dehydrate liver, make liver chips, and season that, so that might be good. Oh, Liver King.
I know.
Found out.
Yeah.
I like how you don't think he was on steroids. I ain't ever seen anyone normal looking look like that.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't on steroids.
Yep.
One of my middle brother is on steroids, and he, I don't know. It doesn't make you any better fighter, I'll tell you that.
No.
A lot of that stuff's just terrible for your joints and tendons and all that. One of the things he was taking, they say, turns your tendons and all to a fine powder or something. You can't really do much
right
on it. But,
Where in the world?
Looked alright on it.
Yeah.
It takes some practice to get good.
Okay, I just got a message from content creator. XVID needs a lot of work. They can't seem to get their monetization done well right now. Oof.
Who is that?
Content creator. Yeah. I'll stay clear of it then. Okay, so forget what I just said. Forget my whole rant on that. I hope you guys enjoyed it because we're throwing it in the garbage. But there's no need for me to go on another platform that doesn't make money.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying because there are people that sub to me. I do have like a few Patreon subscribers. I think there's one Patreon subscriber and one, I think, on Subscribestar. It helps. I appreciate it. And, of course, the sponsor every once in a while. Don't forget about the spinning robot pussy. Revy wants me to let you know the Follow Me Eyes are now being handled by the Dollhouse. Just in case you didn't catch the first time, they're being handled by the Dollhouse. So
just dollhouse.com?
There's a million different Dollhouse. The-doll-house.com.
Oh.
So, yeah, and this is the This is another guy that's doing it. I've already talked about that. He's still doing the spinning robot pussies, though. So if you want one, you can go get one. Make sure to go get one.
Oh, yeah.
If you want one. Also, as far as AeroGay news, we are running to a close. I don't think we're going to see Rance 9 localization. Well, I don't think we'll see Rance 9 this month. If we do, I'll fall over on my face. But I don't think... Or fall flat on my face, but I don't think that's going to happen. What I do know is going to happen is How to Live a Healthy Hentai Lifestyle 2 is coming out in just a few short days. And yes, we're doing a fucking stream on that, because that game is going to be amazing as the first one was. Huh. So... That's coming out, and Tokyo Necro is coming out. This game is fucking... It's not just Jazzed. It's like everybody that's been big in the visual novel scene, translation scene, has worked on this thing. This thing is a monument. This thing is going to probably sell bigger than Muramasa, and Muramasa is Jazzed's best-selling game of all time. This is a huge, huge, huge game. We can't underestimate how big of a game this is. This is gonna have really awesome battles. The art is amazing. The hentai scenes are supposed to be extremely fucked up. They're not for fapping. Blood Nose has said this is not. These are not H scenes to get you horny. These are H scenes to. It basically said the bards will sing your name after you have been through some of these crazy fucking hentai scenes. I guess it's supposed to make maggot.
If you do use them for fapping, it tells you what kind of
person you are. He's
like, yeah. The normal porn won't do anymore.
Yeah, you're supreme depraved. Supremely depraved at that point.
You probably tortured animals as a child. And
yeah.
You're moving to the next step. Making sex slaves.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. Don't do it.
No.
But, all right.
Whatever you do, don't make sex slaves.
Yeah. Don't make sex slaves. But, yeah, guys, it's going to be an interesting next couple of weeks. Obviously, I am working my ass off right now because it's the holiday season and I work retail. So, after that, things will really calm down because we have a January slow month. That's where I'm going to get a lot of stuff covered. Just have a lot of stuff for you around that time. And, obviously, for those, well, this isn't obviously, since I've said it in my server, and I said it in the open mic on Saturday, but I'm saying it again. We are doing something different with the content. And so far, you guys have been really accepted, so, yeah, you like it. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is Tuesdays and Wednesdays are going to be visual novels. So you expect a lot of our, you know, favorites and some degenerate ones and some not so degenerate ones. And then we have our comic week, our comic section, which is Thursday and Friday. So Thursday and Friday, you're going to get, you know, some of the stuff we normally do, Transmetropolitan, Spawn. I said I was going to do Volume 5. I will do Volume 5 this month. And of course the Evil Ernie, which has done really well. Lady Death did pretty good. So we're going to continue with those classics. You guys like the Chaos Comics, not so much on YouTube, but BitChute loves them. So we want to give you more of them. And, obviously, like I said, the stuff that we have done, the Invisibles, no reason why we're going to stop that. Maybe some cringe comics, so we might have some time for those. It just depends on the month and how fucking bogged out I am on this bullshit retail stuff. So we'll see. But at any rate, I guess this will be the Grimlord and Dead Penetration, and I guess we're out. We'll see you next time.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.